paying tuition in a yeshiva for grown, older boys. Boys, now, we'll see about girls in a second. So it could be that you're not mechuyev to teach your older boys Torah. You're only mechuyev to teach your children mikra, teach them chumash. Beyond that, free. Well, b'schar, meaning that you have to pay for it. Beyond that, you're not mechuyev to pay. So now, if you choose to pay for it, it's voluntary. So some say that higher education, starting even from yeshiva katana probably, right, after a kid has gone through elementary school and learns the basics, could be you can pay to all the tuition. However, like we said, Rav Moshe says that what is expected by society is already considered a chiyuv, even though you're not chai from the Torah to do it, but you're chai because of pressure from society, or because of the law of the land, or whatever, you have to send your kid to school. So then, that would not be a reason to be able to do it, to produce a tuition. Then you have to come on to other things. That if you want to send your child, like we said, to a better school, where you're going to have to pay transportation, dormitory, the school's it's a more quality school, so they charge a higher tuition. Whatever is more than the minimal that you could have done, you could take from Meiser. Okay.
Does that mean if it's better or better for that child?
No, it means that you could have been yotzei with something less, and the kid would get along. But this way, it's better for that child, or better for you consider for all children, or whatever. Then that extra you can pay. How about girls?
For the post school. For
Panasa. Well, we'll get to that. Paying for daughter's education. So some hold that you're not mechuyev to teach your daughter, so therefore, what's it called? You can use all tuition for girls. But Lamaisha, like we said, today people have to send their girls to school, either because it's the law of the land, or because it's custom to do so. And it's necessary today to educate girls. They can't just get it by osmosis from the home. So therefore, basically, you're required to do it. You can't use Meister for that. You can't use Meister for something that is mandatory. However, the same thing applies for a girl, right? You don't have to send your girl to a seminary. You know, post-high school, right? That's not something that everybody has to do or whatever. And therefore, that kind of monies can come from Meiser. And again, the same thing applies to a boy. Anything that you could have gotten away with, the minimal, and you're doing more than that, the more than that can come from Meiser too.
Most people in your social group send their girls to seminary, so you wouldn't be able to pay for it?
No, because that's not something that you're chayef to do, because people would say that you're not doing your daughter properly, whatever. That's just because it's a fad. Right, because there's other ways of.
But
It's not a fad to send your kids to elementary school. It's considered, right, that you're being derelict as a parent if you don't educate your children. Same thing with feeding your children, right? If you don't support your 6-year-old child, you're a derelict parent. Even though halachically you're not mechuyev. They can send them out to work to deliver papers or whatever, pay for themselves. That's halach. But on the other hand, if you don't support your 30-year-old son or daughter, right, you're not going to be considered a derelict parent. You're going to be considered pretty much a very nice person if you keep supporting them when they're 30 and still at home, right? But you're generally not going to be considered a derelict parent that the governments that come after you, you know, and say that you're an abusive parent, right? Even though socially it could be that people would look down on you. But it's not the same kind of chiyuv. Two different things. One is you're just embarrassed socially, and the other one is this is a social norm, and you're doing something that's not the norm. That's where it's mandatory. If it's not a social norm, it's just people say you're not being a nice person. Or whatever.
If everybody in your social group, with the exception of you only, send the girls to seminary, doesn't that
No, because it doesn't become a chiyuv. It just becomes a fad that people feel embarrassed not to do. It's not something you have to do because that is the social norm.
What's the difference between...
You don't have to know. I don't have to send my girl to seminary. If I don't send her to seminary, people will look down on me or something. But they're not going to say that I'm derelict and deprive my daughter of something that's a chiyuv for a parent to do. Not a chiyuv for a parent to do. It's just in the social norm that people have, right? It's a thing that people do. But it doesn't become something that people have to do. The difference between feeding your 6-year-old, like we said, and feeding your 30-year-old. If everybody in your social group keeps their 30-year-olds at home and takes care of them, that's because it's a nice thing to do. But nobody would say that it's not much like not feeding your 6-year-old. That becomes a chiyuv, a societal chiyuv. This becomes something that is the fashion. It's a societal fashion, but it's not a chiyuv.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about sending a girl to a more expensive high school?
Same thing. You can take the extra for sure.
So the extra, you right. can count
it? Yeah, for sure. Just like a boy. That
what
for
if
sure.
It's only like Esti goes to the Chadash in Gula that's more expensive than the one in Kiryat Sefer.
Right.
I don't know if she could go to the one in Kiryat Sefer. Like they don't have, you know, like they don't have something for her.
So yeah, but what's it called? Still, you could find another place that would take her, or the government would demand that they take her, or whatever that could be. That you could find the minimal, right, even if it won't serve her needs completely, right? The fact that you're not mechuyev to do that, that could be the government's required, or the societies, the tzibur's least required to take care of it. So if you decide to do it, right, on your own, it's voluntary. Even though you feel that you have to do this for your child, but you're volunteering to do that because you're a nice person. Okay.
As a side note, it comes out very strange. But all the things that it comes out that it's mutter, or somebody can use miser for, if somebody would have enough miser to cover all that, they probably wouldn't need to, all these tricks.
No, he maybe not have them enough, but he surely doesn't have from his own money to use. So if he doesn't supplement it with the miser, he's not going to be able to do it.
But
it's a supplement, right? People, what's it called? People scrimp and save, or they loan, or they borrow, or they deny themselves things. But if you can use the miser, it supplements it.
Right, but a person would not have enough miser to cover all these things that he could use miser for. And in the end, yeah, he could, there's a lot of different things.
Yeah, but it's not all or nothing, right? But at least it helps. It takes care of part of the load off a person's shoulders of his using his own money. So it's not all or nothing.
Is there a seder of what all these different things that the miser could be used for? Is it because of what the first priority should be used for, and what the last priority should be used for?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We've got priorities. I think we spoke already about priorities in the beginning. But in any case, but the another thing with tuition, you can pay your own tuition from miser. You're not mechuyev to pay money to be able to learn Torah for yourself. You have to pay money to educate your children or whatever. You're not mechuyev to pay somebody
tuition.
To what? You can pay your whole tuition from Maaser, yeah. Personally. If you want to support poor people and pay their tuition, you surely can take that from Maaser. That's for sure. How about turning a trade?
And can a parent request that a child use their Maaser money to pay tuition?
What?
In other words, let's say you have a child who's earning money,
right,
and has to take miser. Can a parent request that the child use their own miser money to pay their own tuition instead of the parent paying it?
If it's things that you use miser for.
In other words, you just said that you could pay your
own
tuition.
Yeah, but I understand that. But if the parents are required to pay that tuition,
but it's not the parent's miser that's being used; it's the child's miser.
Yeah, I understand. But you're taking what you are responsible to pay. And making your kid pay for it, even if it's not his miser, right? You're making him pay for what you should pay for. If you can't pay for it, and he's not going to get the education otherwise, then he can pay for it on his own. But if you're responsible to pay for it, how can you make him pay for what your responsibility is?
Can you ask him to? Like, would he be allowed to use his miser?
He'd be allowed to, yeah.
In other words, could you ask him?
So he's basically giving tzedakah to his parents, who can't afford it. Okay, how about teaching a trade? To what's it called? To poor people, or in the case where you're mechuyev to teach your child a trade, but you don't have the money and he wouldn't learn the trade or whatever. So you could get him an easier trade. It wouldn't cost so much, and you're sending him to college or whatever to get a decent profession. There you could take that from Maaser money too.
What, the difference?
Right.
The difference?
The difference, right. You can take the difference. And he says over here, you just have to be careful that, you know, because the Sefer was written in Eretz Yisrael, that it's okay to teach your child a trade, you know, in that situation, or where you're sending him, or whatever. You had to put that in, otherwise the Sefer would have been put in Cherub, probably. If you have children that are not rich themselves, but children of rich people, they don't want to teach them, like a Bali Tshuva. They have, you know, a millionaire father, but he doesn't want to pay the tuition for his son. So you're allowed to pay the tuition of that Bal Tshuva, even though he has rich parents, because the parents are, for all practical purposes, not interested in helping him. Okay, that finishes tuition. Next week, Mr. Hashem, we'll show you something else. There's still quite a few things to do here.